woman and she took right in with Bill, and he just stayed there nearly. And one morning, Mr. got up and Bill was gone, and he went down there and looked in that house where the had been living and they's gone, and we've never heard of none of them no more. He left here with them.
That's peculiar.
I just couldn't, what I couldn't understand was her taking in with him, and the next thing was why did her husband put up with it?
Yes, ma'am. That's strange, all right. Well, you know, a working class colored man used to, what would he call the white man that he worked for? He'd say that was his,
Well, most of the time they'd say that's my boss.
I see.
And they'd call him boss.
Ever heard him say anything like captain or?
Captain, yeah. Captain.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, all the railroad niggers, section hands we call them, they call the section foreman captain. Mm-hmm. That was their word, captain.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Around here, where I'm from, a lot of times people who live out in the country will come to town on Saturdays, you know, mm-hmm. to do their business. And sometimes you'll hear the people who live in town kind of poke fun at them.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard city folks call people from the country anything in particular? Say he's just an old...
I have heard them call some people trash.
Now, when you say trash, what kind of person would that be?
Real sorry people.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if Lori, I'll tell you this before Lori gets back. She is a fourth Indian.
Is that right?
Her daddy was a, I believe it's the Negro, and her mother was an Indian.
Hmm.
Her daddy was the half, and he was quiet. I knew her daddy a long time. He lived on my uncle's farm, rented land from him a long time, and he was just white looking. I didn't know it was Indian. I thought it was white blood.
Yes, ma'am.
But she told me that he told them the Indians raised him. And said his mother was an Indian and his daddy was a Negro.
Yes, ma'am.
And that makes Laurie a fourth Indian, you see.
Yes, ma'am. I see. That's interesting.
But I never do see nothing about around her. If she ever talks about that, I let her do talking, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But, Lord, we don't talk politics much, neither. But there's one we can talk about. She is the craziest man about our sheriff, and we have got the best sheriff, Lloyd Jones. But she didn't vote for him. She said she didn't think she liked him, but she said, I'm going to vote for him next time. I don't care what he runs for.
I see.
He sure is a good sheriff.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, talking about people from the country, have you ever heard people around here use the word, something like he's just an old country Hoosier? Or?
Yeah. That's people that don't seem to learn things and know nothing. They just agree you can't learn them nothing. They're usually called an old country Hoosier.
Mm-hmm. Or country hick, have you ever heard that?
I don't think I ever heard that.
What about redneck? Have you ever heard that?
Huh?
Redneck, he's just
old. Yes, sir. We've had plenty of that. That's farmers, you know.
Oh.
They call them farmers rednecks.
Is that
because the sun burns their neck, I reckon.
Is that supposed to be a bad thing to say to somebody?
No, nobody don't seem to care for being called a redneck.
Yes, ma'am. I see. That's interesting. Well, getting back to the furniture and all, what about the things, you know, that you had over your windows to keep out the light?
We had big old windows, and there wasn't no glass in them, and had shutters to them. Pull them to and hook them with a hook, or unhook it and throw them open. And there weren't no screens on the houses.
I see.
That house up there where my brother lives now never was screened until after I left there, I don't believe. But you know, I thought about it a lot of times. We never did have no flies.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing bothered us, and I lay by one of those big old open windows in the summertime. They'd be the coolest thing, the breeze would blow, being all so good. Well, don't you reckon, now, I thought about this. We kept our house clean as it could be. It was just scrubbed and scalded and cleaned up every week. Don't you reckon that's one thing kept flies out and ants and things?
I would think so. That seems to make sense.
We never was bothered by nothing like that. I'm enough to count. But it's all screaming up.
Did you have anything like these?
No, we didn't need them, because we now, it's got glass windows in it now, and of course they've got curtains.
You would call these curtains?
Uh-huh.
What
drapes. About? Drapes, and this, they call this a center panel.
I see.
And, the house that we bought here in 1917, though, it hadn't been built. It was built in 1917. We bought it in 1921. But it had glass windows in the whole time, but they were small.